I am outwardly perfect as I am inwardly perfect. I am outwardly perfect as I am inwardly perfect. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am outwardly perfect as I am inwardly perfect. How many of us would like to be outwardly perfect on all areas of our life? How many of us would like to be outwardly perfect in every single aspect of our being, no matter what it is? Our physical form, our mental form, our spiritual form, our social form, our economic form, our community form, whatever it is, we'd like to be outwardly perfect. The best way to begin, the only way to begin, the only way to have anything accomplished in that area is to begin inwardly. And we begin inwardly by saying to ourselves who we are. Because if we don't know who we are, we'll never be who we are. Because we'll pretend that we're somebody that we're not. We'll pretend that we're human. We'll pretend that we're living in this life as limited beings. We'll pretend that we have to work for our living. We have to get up in the morning and out on the job, and I got to work for my pay. But that lazy old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Well, actually, each one of us has only one job, too, and that's just to roll around heaven all day. Just to be our wonderful self, our fantastic self, our glorious self, every single moment of our life. Now, how do we be our fantastic self every moment of our life? We be our fantastic self every moment of our life by constantly living in the awareness that I am whole and perfect now. I am wonderful now. I am good now. I am that I am. I am not the outer appearance. I am the inner appearance. And then my outer appearance is like my inner appearance. But my inner appearance always is who I am, and I merely have to be aware of it and be conscious of it and claim it and name it and be who I am. Now, am I an ideal person? Am I an ideal creation? Did the divine create me to be limited or to be unlimited? Did the divine create me to be fantastic, glorious in every way? Or did the divine create me to have limitations? Did the divine create me to not have enough of anything? Well, the divine doesn't create that way. The divine creates in superabundance. The divine creates in just absolute givingness of itself in every single area of its being. The divine, in just the worldly experience, look at the grains of sand on the seashore, and look at the clouds in the sky, and look at the atmosphere, and look at how all things are created just abundantly, abundantly, abundantly. Now, I try to put human virtues on those. I try to put human values on those. And every time I try to put a human value on anything, I am limiting it, and it is not going to be all that it can be. Not all that it can be. Now, that's a big point for me to understand. It's not that it can be, it is. It is. Now, the moving picture in the theater exists. You pay your price and you go in, you watch the moving picture and you say, wow, what a nice moving picture. And then somebody forgot to pay the electric bill and the electric company turns off the electricity. Wait, it's dark. Hey, where's the film? Where? The film is still there. Everything is still there. Everything is exactly as it was, and it's going to be showing itself just as perfectly as it is when the bill is paid, when the electricity is turned back on again. When the electricity is on, then all that was is still there. All that is still there. It's just waiting to be illumined. It's just waiting to be revealed. And that's how our life is. Our life is just waiting to be revealed. We are like the motion picture film. We are complete. We're done. We're fulfilled in every way. We're perfect. We're ideal. We are the expression of all that is wonderful and good. It'll never change. It is always there. It's always wonderful. All it needs to do is to be illumined. And once our motion picture is illumined, we have the whole story. Once our motion picture is illumined, we see our ideal divine self, always there, always standing is beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly, magnificently waiting for us to enjoy it as anything could be. And it is fantastic. It is always there for us to truly enjoy. Now, how are we going to enjoy it? We're going to enjoy it by being ourselves and having fun. We're going to enjoy it by illuminating the film so that it will shine forth on the screen of our life. We're going to illuminate that within us that is so perfect, so beautiful, so wonderful, so fantastic, always and always the same. We're going to turn on the electricity. We're going to turn on the illumination. We're going to turn on the light. Whatever it takes to reveal our divine self. Our divine self that is always there, was always there, will always be there. It is eternal. It is immortal. It is everlasting. And it is. And it never changes. It never changes. It's always perfect. We in the outward form accept little or much of it, according to our desire. And as we accept little or much of it, we enjoy little or much of it. As we experience little or much of it, we enjoy just that which we experience. I am going to be very cautious about paying my electric bill. And what is my electric bill? How do I pay it? My electric bill is an internal thing. When I say I like me, oh, everything in me works perfect. When I say I am divine, oh, I'm recognizing my reality. I'm recognizing my source. I'm recognizing the allness of me. When I say, life is great, filled with beautiful experiences, because I am filled with beautiful experiences, then that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Everything is filled with beautiful experiences because I am filled with beautiful experiences. Will I ever be able to be totally in charge, always having my illumination illuminating, always having my light bill paid, always having myself up to date? And the answer is no. It's my reality, but I have the choice of saying I like me or not. I have the choice of saying I live in a glorious world or not. I have the choice of seeing what I want to see in my world and living what I want to live and enjoying what I want to enjoy. Just my choice. Now, when I make that choice, when I make that decision, when I follow through on that desire for myself, then it is done. But it cannot be done unless I take control. Unless I decide that I like me. Unless I decide that this truly is a wonderful world I live in. This truly is a wonderful body that I live in. This truly is a wonderful me that I'm in. Yes, it is. Absolutely fantastic, glorious, marvelous now. And when I know that, when I know that that's who I really am, when I know that that's all that I am, then I feel awfully good. I feel just perfect. I feel magnificent. I feel like everything that I've ever desired in life is revealed and fulfilled now. I'm going to make sure that my light bulb is always in perfect shape. I'm going to make sure that my motion picture screen is always there for me to shine upon. I'm going to make sure that my body is the temple of the living spirit and that every organ, action, function of my body is perfect and I like me. I'm going to make sure that my affirmation load is always filled. I'm going to call the utility company and say, fill me up with affirmations, fill me up with electricity, fill me up with all that's good. I am ready to shine in my world, and I'm ready to be in my world now, right now. Right now, I'm ready. And let me go. Let me go. And let me be all that I am right now in every wonderful, beautiful way, because that's my reality. That's who I am. That's all I am, and that's all I ever want to be, is my divine self. And so I load my furnace, I load my fuel tanks with the idea, I like me, I like me, I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm whole and perfect. I'm wonderful. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. I am all these wonderful things, and it is done. It is done right now because that's all there is to do. And it's so simple, but it's up to me to say, I like me, and enjoy the benefits thereof. You go. You with me? I'm with you. It's done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.